Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, when you think about it, that you know, nobody feels more alone in leadership. Quite often, there's lonely times. You know, I can imagine what, you know, Moses must have felt like when, first of all, you know, he was first okay with doing it, and then as he ran for his life, you know, and went to the backside of the desert, he's like, "Hey, this is cool. I'm out here with Jethro, and we're like kicking back, and got some sheeps going on out here." You know what I'm saying? It was kind of nice. And then once he was totally okay with where he was and humble, no longer wanting to puff himself up, I guess, or do whatever it was. I don't know. He was the most humble man on the face of the earth. And so, you know, God came for him and said, "Hey, you know, I need you to go talk to the biggest man on the face of the earth right now outside of me. Tell him that he's a bad boy, you know, and you're going to have to, you're going to straighten him out." And Moses says, he was stuttering.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, right. Me. You know, and that's about when God, when you're wondering if God can use you, when you get to the point where you're thinking, this is an impossibility. There's no way. And it's like, oh, you were so ready.
That's right.
You remember the student that was going to Bible school, and we were passing in the hallway one day. We were in some place, and we were passing in the hallway, and he was sitting on the edge of an old rugged, not cross, but an old rugged pew. He was sitting on the edge of it, and he had his elbows on his knees, and he was looking down, and he just looked like totally just the stew beat out of him by second heaven. And he kind of looks up at us, and he says, "When will this ever stop?" You know, I was just happily, "Oh, it never stops. You just don't feel it anymore."
Oh, I do.
Is that not true?
Totally true. Totally true.
Don't wait for it to stop. Wait for God to give you a grace to not respond to it. You know, dead people, I mean, go up there. If you're at a funeral and there's somebody in the casket, by the way, their body's there, they're to be absent from the body, to be present of the Lord, and walk up to them and just go, "Hey," say, "You know, that's not a nice shirt." I mean, just say something, and you'll find out that people who are dead don't say anything back. You just don't, you know, he says, "Unless you pick up your cross and deny yourself and follow me, you can have no part of me." I got to be honest with you. Pat's not dead yet. No, man, you know, I got parts of me need to die because I have a response. And so, but you know, I'm more dead. You know what I'm saying? I have more parts of me is dead than I've had before.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.